Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today is Saturday, April 6th, 2024. My name is James D. Newcomb, and we are going through the scriptures, as is our custom here on this podcast feed. The last 5 days have been centered on the Old Testament. On the weekends, here during the Great Lent season of the Eastern Orthodox calendar, Saturday and Sunday, we turn again to the New Testament. And once Pascha passes on 5 May, then we will be primarily in the New Testament. Our readings today are very short, so this version of the podcast is going to be very short by comparison with some of the other ones, which are short already, but this one is even shorter. We begin with St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 32 through 38. Brethren, recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to abuse and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on the prisoners, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that you may do the will of God and receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one shall come and shall not tarry, but my righteous one shall live by faith. And then we hear from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. At that time, as Jesus passed on, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he sat at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." My name is James D. Newcomb, and you are listening to Good Morning and Praise the Lord. You can find this podcast at overtlyorthodox.com. Please subscribe so that you are made aware every time a new episode is published every single morning, 7 days a week. overtlyorthodox.com. And we will close today's very brief episode with the Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.